honestly, I feel like we blinked and now it's less than 4 weeks to Christmas. Julia Stone has gifted us with an early present. Her new album is called Everything Is Christmas. You're going to know a lot of the songs, but I can confidently say you won't have heard them like this. Julia Stone joins us in our Melbourne studios. Julia, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What's Christmas like in the Stone household?
Oh, you know, I mean, anytime we've had partners come to our Christmas gatherings, they feel very nervous because everybody has to perform a song and there's all sorts of Christmas battles that go on where everybody brings a present and it gets kind of auctioned off, you know, depending on the wrapping, and then people bid against each other to win the best present. It's all very competitive and strange, so something to look forward to this year.
Yeah, I get that. We have celebrity heads in my family, and you know the Christmas hat that you put on out of the bonbon, you write the plate with that on your head, and it goes can go for ages. I imagine given your career, you've would have spent Christmases in all types of places around the world. Do you have a favourite Christmas? Are you a bush Christmas person, you know, or do you dream of a white Christmas?
I do actually dream of a white Christmas. My favourite Christmas is in New York.
Really? Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, the way that New York kind of comes to life at Christmas with all of the shop windows and the lights in Central Park. And then I have one of my dearest friends who lives there, and he's a real family person. And they have this beautiful brownstone up in Harlem, and they invite everybody. And it's this beautiful coming together of all sorts of different people. And I've always felt that that's been a Christmas that really resonates with the spirit of Christmas. And he's the person I actually made this record with. So it all. He's not a fan of Christmas music, actually, but I converted him after this.
A lot of people aren't, and so we talked to Paul Kelly. He's got a Christmas album out. It's very different to yours, I should say, and the mix of songs is very different. But a lot of people aren't fans of Christmas. But then I suppose a lot of people love Christmas too. Is this a? I don't know how much marketing comes into a decision like this, Julia, or is it just that you love Christmas and you want to sing about it?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't love every Christmas. I've had some horrible Christmases, and I think that's probably relatable to everybody. I think there's something about Christmas, though, that feels really nostalgic. And I think my first love of music was Christmas music, and it was so, I mean, it was something that I heard every year, and I loved the melodies, and I thought they were beautiful, and I knew them so deeply, and I think that now when I hear Christmas music, regardless of whether I'm having a good year or a difficult year, or the family's having trouble or the family's really together, it brings up a lot of emotion. And I think just feeling that emotion now is exciting for me. It's that for me.
You've got some live gigs lined up. This is a breakthrough given the couple of years we've had. And I noticed that you're playing in some little venues. Lovely venues in Victoria and New South Wales. Why have you chosen that kind of tour? Are you nervous things are going to shut down again, or you just decided to go small and get bigger? What are you planning to do?
Well, because I'm doing versions of my music in a more acoustic folk style, I thought little theatres would be a really nice way to present the music. I released 60 Summers this year, which was much more pop and electronic, and I wanted to play them in bigger venues. But because this is going to be a mix of the Christmas songs and acoustic versions of 60 Summers, I thought little theatres would be really nice. And I found the little theatre out the back of Restaurant Hubert actually recently when I was in Sydney, and it's just beautiful. It's like one of those old puppet theatres. It's kind of the velvet curtains and the velvet chairs, and I thought that would be a nice way to consume this music.
All right. Well, we're going to consume some now. You've got Ross Irwin, I think, with you there with playing trumpet, which is exciting.
And, very exciting.
And you've chosen to play Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Why did you pick this one?
I've got to be really honest with you. I haven't played live for a while, and this was the song that was the most comfortable for me to sing. I remember it so well, so I thought, because I'm going to be a little bit nervous singing for the first time, I thought I'm going to play the easiest song, but I also love it. But that's why, that's the honest truth about Santa Claus is Coming to
Town. Is there something nice in playing a song that you know so well? Is there something special that happens in the alchemy of that when you come together with people to record it?
Yes, I have to say, one of the things that I used to do when I would be in a studio situation getting ready to record, I would start warming up with finger picking, and I would start to play kind of finger picking patterns that were really familiar. And then over the top of those finger picking patterns, I would sing old musical theatre songs that I knew really well. And there was something about knowing those melodies that made me feel really relaxed and really comfortable. So I think that's what I loved about making this Christmas record. Everybody felt super comfortable. And then it gives you this freedom to express in a way that is, I don't know, it feels more, I guess, yeah, freeing.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure everyone, even if they don't love Christmas songs, will know this one and will be singing along in the kitchen. Julia Stone, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Here's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town off her new album, Everything Is Christmas. Christmas Is Coming, Julia Stone with Ross Irwin on trumpet, and the new album, Everything Is Christmas.